Several dozen home builders are coming to Oshkosh in planes designed by Bert Rutan, who also designed Spaceship One, the first privately funded and built vehicle to reach space, winning the $10 million X Prize. Among Rutan's early designs are the Very Easy and the somewhat longer Long Easy, sleek fiberglass two-seaters with the wings and engine in the back. The Long Easy has the same flight characteristics on landing as Spaceship One and was used as a trainer for the space flight. One Long Easy builder and owner is E.J. Johnson of Stevenson Ranch, California, who flew his plane to Oshkosh. Johnson is delighted with the connection between his plane and the space vehicle.
I thought, wow, Bert designed this thing back in the late 70s, and here he is using the characteristics in 2005. And I did watch the space shot, and that's amazing that his knowledge transfers over to something like that. That's so amazing. It's great.
Johnson's Long Easy cruises at nearly 200 miles per hour while getting 30 miles per gallon on regular gas. It cost $50,000 to build. That's about a third of the cost of a similar commercial plane. Like many of the people who come to the EAA Air Venture, Johnson has a lifelong love of flying.
I grew up in Louisiana next to four or five Air Force bases during World War II, and I'd lay out in the field when I was supposed to do work, and I'd watch all these planes go over. And I took my first airplane ride in 1955, and I got my license commercial about 1965, and started building and interested and so forth. And this came along. It's a very unique aircraft. You can go right now and buy one Cessna 172 and make payments and whatever, have your plane, but this one draws attention. You can land anywhere in America almost today, and people walk out and, hey, and you get a little conversation. I like the camaraderie of it all. Yeah.
The EAA Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. I'm John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.